As a troubled year draws to a close, news analyst Daniel Shore finds some reason for optimism.
In these times, Happy New Year sounds more like a hope than a forecast. The revels in Times Square go on under the watchful eye of police snipers on rooftops. The government wants more armed marshals on airplanes as it considers the color code of the day. We are told to worry about everything from mad cows to mad diet supplements. In Iraq, casualties have mounted into the hundreds from the insurgency. In Iran, the earthquake on Friday leaves deaths in the many thousands. An encouraging note is struck in a not very encouraging year by the American earthquake relief effort, what an Iranian professor calls earthquake diplomacy. The axis of evil is laid aside as the Bush administration rushes in the first American planes to land in Iran since the ill-fated hostage rescue effort in 1980. Where once American flags were burned in demonstrations against the great Satan, an American flag now flies over the relief team's headquarters tent. Iranian relief workers asked to have their pictures taken with the Americans. This is an application of what Harvard Dean Joseph Nye would call soft power, using America's vast peaceful resources to gain influence around the world. Cautious after all these years of hostility, President Mohammad Khatami tells a news conference that American help is welcome, but does not in itself denote better relations. That, he says, requires a change in tone and behavior. An equally cautious State Department finds it encouraging that Iran is accepting American aid, but this does not in itself establish a new relationship. A Shiite cleric, Sheikh Ahmad Faiz, says, "All Iranians appreciate what America is doing." There are still questions about Iran's nuclear program, and one earthquake doesn't make a spring. But in Washington, one of those senior officials without a name tells the Reuters news agency that President Bush is considering opening a new dialogue with Iran. The humanitarian invasion of earthquake-stricken Iran is as good a reason as any to say, Happy New Year. This is Daniel Shore.